Sammy J on ABC Radio Melbourne.
It's time to be brave and it's time to be bold. There's an A4 sheet and it's waiting to fold. Cause you don't need pen and you don't need ink. You just need talent and the time to think about how to make this bird go long when it flies in the skies on a prayer and a song. So clear the runway of your brains. Welcome to the world of paper planes. Paper planes. You know, there's a guy in the world right now who has the smug and proud satisfaction of knowing that he is the current Guinness World Record holder for the farthest flight by a paper aircraft, 69.14 metres. And I am the guy who is smug and proud to say he's joining us right now in the club. Good morning to you, John Collins, all the way from California.
Sammy J, thanks for having me on, but is it a coincidence that you're looking for an irritating sound and then I'm up next? Is that, how's that work?
You are my scavenger hunt item, John.
Well, and I wear SPF Infinity, so I don't think people can beat that. You know, I just go right to sunstroke. I don't tan, so.
Well, you know, I think we have an affinity with California. You have some pretty hot sun over there as well, don't you?
We do it from time to time. Yeah, that's absolutely true.
It is an absolute joy to speak to you. I've been watching your work online and a big fan of paper planes in general with my kids, but I don't think I will ever rival your work. John, take me back. Take me back to childhood. When did this love begin?
Well, I don't ever remember. Well, I'll say very, very young. Mm-hmm. I hardly remember a time before I was interested in paper airplanes. So I think I was building my first planes around 8 or 9. And you know, the same horrible plane that most people do, fold the paper in half long way and then fold one corner down about 3 times. And mm-hmm. you got this dart-shaped thing that works for a couple of throws and then starts disassembling itself. And so pretty quickly I figured out, it's probably possible to do better.
And when did you start becoming competitive? Like, were you a 10-year-old in the schoolyard showing off your tricks?
Well, I was competitive with my brothers right away. We were a pretty competitive lot. There were 4 of us around the same age, and this was something I was just a little bit better than the other guys at right away. So it was automatically reinforcing, and so I kind of found a niche early on and just kind of stuck with it.
There's something beautifully democratic about the paper plane. I remember Andy Warhol saying that he loves Coca-Cola because from the poorest person on the street to the president, if they were drinking a can of Coke, they were all having the same drink. And it's the same with paper planes, isn't it? Anybody can start with a piece of paper and try and create something beautiful.
Yeah, you know, there was a little film, Australian film, a few years back called Paper Planes. Robert Connolly was the director of that movie, and it kind of tapped into that. It's a thing that everybody's done. Very, very few people are obsessed with it and crazy with it like I am, but it is this touchstone thing. I think that movie had Julian Dennison, I think, who went on to be in Deadpool 2.
For sure.
And Ed Oxenbold, yeah, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, and Paper Planes, of course, you know, we're very proud of that film in Australia here, but over there, John Collins, right now, let's move from the world of the amateur and kids in schoolyards to your Guinness World Record achievement, because the mind boggles when I watch the engineering and the planning and the research that had to go into this. You're all standing, from the footage that I've seen, in an aircraft hangar. Is that right?
Yeah, we were in an aircraft hangar just outside of Sacramento, California. And that was the second place that we tried to break the record. The first place was a spaceship hangar down in Mojave, which the ceiling was just a tiny bit short. Just not quite enough altitude to get it done.
Because
this aircraft hangar ended up being a great place, yeah.
Because it's not just a straight line for listeners who might not have seen this or can imagine. Part of the distance that you achieve is because the aircraft actually, you know, it goes up and it goes down. I'm using the wrong aerodynamic language here, John, but you rely on the journey of for it to actually lift itself up as well.
Yeah, what we did that was a real radical departure, we did a couple of things. But the first, with regard to the design of the plane, all distance paper airplanes before we broke the record were these really thin, narrow-winged, sort of javelin-like planes. They really didn't fly so much as just travel in a straight line. And you would really throw them like you'd throw any object that you're trying to get maximum distance.
Like a dart.
You'd throw it at a 45-degree angle. Yeah, exactly. And, you know, you could think of it as actually a ballistic dart. That's kind of how they're known. It took about 3 seconds mm-hmm. for that kind of plane to go world record distance. And my plane takes 9 seconds. So that's the biggest difference is, you know, this glider idea versus a dart idea. Much, much more difficult to get a glider, something that's really flying, to go in a straight line for 69 meters. And then the second thing we did that was radically different that the old world record holder really didn't like was that we had a designer and thrower team. And he really complained loud enough and long enough that we wound up on the cover of the Wall Street Journal, actually.
Wow.
Which is kind of a big thing.
Surely you can't criticize someone for getting a team together to design a great craft.
Well, it had never been done before, and somehow, because of that, he thought it was wrong. It was not a good thing. And Guinness completely disagreed. They thought it opened it up to people who might not have a great arm but have a good idea. And so Guinness was for it, to their credit. And he complained and didn't get very far with his complaints.
I'm chatting to the man who I would never complain about, John Collins, the author of the New World Champion Paper Airplane book and holder of the Guinness World Record for the farthest flight by paper aircraft, 69.14 metres in 2012. Are you thinking of trying to beat it, or are you happy to rest on your papery laurels, John?
I'll be resting on my laurels until somebody else beats it, and then we'll get busy.
you need the fire.
You have to find a spot. There's all kinds of expenses that go into this thing. You have to hire a guy, a surveyor, a licensed surveyor that can do a laser transit shot, because tape measures are not considered calibrated beyond 200 feet.
Really?
The metal or the material can expand or contract, so you don't get an accurate measurement. And then, you've got to find a big place, rent that. You've got to get, television cameras. You got to get TV stations or radio stations out to cover it. There's a whole laundry list of stuff. And it's all, it all has a price tag. And
well, listeners, can someone please create a paper plane that goes 70 meters? Because I just want to see what that does to John Collins. And I want to see the fire in your belly, John, and where you'll take it next.
I have a bone to pick with two particular paper airplane guys in Australia.
Yeah.
Who actually participated in the making of this movie that I mentioned earlier with the paper planes movie with Robert Connolly.
What happened?
The two guys that were hired as paper airplane experts used one of my planes in the movie and didn't bother to ask permission.
Oh my gosh. Have you had any contact with them or reached out?
I actually reached out to both of them and said, hey guys, what's the deal? And the film director was nice enough to get back to me, and we talked about it, and he was shocked and surprised. And I wasn't originally in the film credits, so you don't see my name if you saw it in theatrical release, but my name is in the credits now.
So, good. Well,
it was like it had kind of a happy ending, but these two guys, I know that they knew about me.
John, you know that we're a nation of thieves. We'll take what we can and we'll beg forgiveness. Hey, such a pleasure to meet you, and thank you so much for joining us on Brekkie this morning.
Thanks for having me, Sammy.
Cheers. John Collins there, the world record holder for the farthest paper aircraft flight, 69 meters.